Productivity issues. In our drive for productivity, modern culture has fallen into a trap that leads to burnout and stifles innovation. The issue isn't productivity itself, but our flawed understanding and use of it. Enter slow productivity, the answer to the hectic pace of today's work culture. This approach involves doing fewer tasks, working more slowly, and valuing quality over quantity. Essentially, it urges us to rethink how we work. To understand our productivity issues, we must address the harmful beliefs that led us here. We've been taught that good work means being busier, more emails, tasks, and meetings equal better results. This wrong mindset makes us value being seen over actual productivity, leading to what's known as pseudo-productivity. Understand work in the knowledge sector. What is work in the knowledge sector? Unlike traditional industries with clear outputs, knowledge work is hard to measure. Managers find it tough to oversee employees, and employees struggle to define their contributions. Without clear metrics, we often value visible activity over actual output. Communication tools like Zoom and Slack have blurred the lines between work and personal life, worsening this problem. American knowledge workers are among the most stressed globally, stuck in a cycle of busyness with little real productivity. A recent McKinsey survey revealed a significant increase in workers reporting feeling burnout almost all the time. Many feel overwhelmed by demands that create an illusion of productivity, struggling to prioritize tasks amid a constant stream of emails and meetings. Adopt a slower approach. Slow productivity offers an alternative perspective, prioritizing intentional focus over speed and valuing depth rather than breadth. It encourages us to reclaim our time and energy, centering on what genuinely matters instead of pursuing productivity purely for its own sake. Let's imagine a new path forward where work isn't just about finishing tasks, but about doing them exceptionally well. We should rethink success in today's knowledge-driven economy, moving away from being constantly busy to focusing on a more meaningful and sustainable work approach. Remember, true productivity isn't measured by how much we do, but by how effectively we do it. Slowness suggests healthy alternatives to burnout. In 1986, McDonald's planned a large restaurant near Rome's Spanish Steps, seating 450 people. This raised concerns among Italians about losing their culture to American influence. In response, Carlo Petrini, an Italian activist and journalist, launched the slow food movement. Petrini's point was straightforward: faster isn't always better, especially with food. Slow food celebrates taking your time, choosing the best ingredients, preparing them carefully to bring out the best flavors and smells, and enjoying meals without rushing, often shared at the table. Transform culinary perspectives. This movement offers important lessons in changing established ideas and systems. Firstly, it shows how important it is to offer a better option. Critics of McDonald's complained about its low-quality food, environmental impact, and cultural effects. In contrast, Petrini didn't attack fast food. He celebrated the joys of a slower, more genuine way of cooking. Secondly, instead of inventing new ideas about how to eat, he used the wisdom found in traditional cooking practices. Following in the footsteps of slow food, other movements have emerged to tackle various aspects of our culture threatened by the constant chase for speed and productivity. The Slow Cities Initiative aims to create urban areas that are easy to walk through and safe for pedestrians. Meanwhile, the Slow Medicine Movement promotes holistic healthcare that looks beyond just treating immediate health problems. These efforts share a common goal, offering sustainable options to counter the obsession with busyness. It's time to rethink productivity itself, starting with a new understanding of what productivity truly means. Remote work revolution. The pandemic marked a crucial moment for rethinking work. Many companies switched to remote work during the pandemic but now face resistance when trying to force employees back to the office. The hesitation isn't just about avoiding commutes or staying comfortable, it's about newfound freedom. Employees have found they can work more flexibly, fitting work around their schedules, honoring other commitments, and pursuing meaningful activities outside the typical workday structure. Workers increasingly see that busy work isn't fulfilling. Instead, there's a call to find a better way, rooted in tradition. While the idea of office-bound knowledge workers is new, the concept of thinking work has ancient origins. It includes thinkers like scholars, artists, and scientists throughout history. Now, it's time to bring back meaningful work and redefine productivity to blend old wisdom with new ideas. Begin with less to achieve more. To accomplish more, begin by doing less. The foundation of slow productivity is rooted in focusing on fewer tasks but executing them with greater quality. Take Jane Austen, for example. Despite her reputation for a remarkable output, including classics like Pride and Prejudice and Emma, which she produced within just 5 years before her passing in her early 40s, she might not initially seem like a model of slow productivity. Jane, a young aspiring writer, passionately pursued her craft. She made time each day to write and share her stories with her family. However, as she grew older, life became more complicated. Moving frequently and dealing with family illnesses made it hard for her to focus on writing. She managed to jot down ideas now and then, but completing projects seemed impossible amidst the chaos. Everything changed when her family settled in the peaceful village of Chawton after her father passed away. Finally free from distractions, Jane found the quiet she needed to concentrate on her writing. She used years of observations and thoughts to create literary works that would influence English literature for years to come. Lessons from Jane's experience. Jane's story teaches us an important lesson, especially in today's busy work environment where saying yes to everything is often praised. But if we want to create meaningful work, we need to learn to say no more often. This means focusing on what matters and cutting out unnecessary tasks. By reducing our workload, we can have more time for deep, focused work. This gives us the freedom to fully engage in projects that can truly make a difference, instead of just staying busy with tasks that don't contribute much. Relocating to an English countryside cottage might not be possible for everyone, but we can still embody Jane Austen's essence in our daily lives. Start by recognizing that not all responsibilities are equally important. Some are real commitments, while others are just distractions. Virtual meetings. Virtual meetings are crucial for many office workers. However, they often come with a lot of extra work that eats up time, leaving less for real tasks. This problem has grown worse with new technology and the pandemic. Managing four main tasks, each requiring an hour of administrative work daily, suddenly takes up half of your workday. This leaves only a few hours to handle multiple projects. On the other hand, focusing on just one main task gives you nearly a whole day. This time is ideal for deep, concentrated work crucial for creative or complex projects. Slower productivity doesn't mean less productivity. Instead, it allows for better quality by giving each task the attention it needs. However, it's not sufficient to just say you want to narrow your focus. Being specific is crucial. Limit your missions, projects, and daily goals to those that match your main objectives. Streamline goals for better productivity. Focusing on a few key missions helps you give your best effort to each one. It's also important to narrow down projects to only those that help achieve your missions, avoiding distractions. Setting one daily goal per project prevents spreading yourself too thin and allows meaningful progress toward larger objectives. Being productive isn't about doing less overall, but rather cutting out what isn't important. This way, we can focus more on what truly matters, improve our work quality, and lead more satisfying professional lives. Achievements require patience. Imagine if historical geniuses like Copernicus, Newton, and Curie were to witness the speed of today's workplaces. Modern knowledge workers find themselves constantly busy, with managers and clients frequently checking their progress. Taking breaks is rare, and hobbies often come second to work commitments. Famous scientists like Copernicus, Isaac Newton, and Marie Curie show us the importance of patience in their work. Copernicus spent almost 15 years perfecting his ideas on planetary motion before sharing them. Newton's research on gravity took more than 20 years before he published it, highlighting how persistence pays off in the pursuit of knowledge. Marie Curie, known for her work with radioactive elements, often took breaks in the French countryside to refresh her mind. These teach us that even brilliant minds need time for leisure and rejuvenation amidst their scientific endeavors. Enhance productivity by slowing down. Many successful figures knew something crucial that today's fast-paced work culture often forgets: progress doesn't always move in a straight line. Taking breaks is vital for sparking innovation and creativity. However, our obsession with constant productivity means we often miss the importance of pacing ourselves. To improve productivity, start by reconsidering your view of time. Instead of focusing only on what can be achieved in a day or a quarter, think about longer periods. Develop a 5-year plan that allows for steady growth, rather than rushing from task to task. Also, when setting deadlines for projects, double your initial estimates. This not only gives you the space to work at a steady pace but also prevents the stress of tight deadlines caused by underestimating how long things take. Optimize your work rhythm with seasonal variation. Rather than keeping a constant, unsustainable pace throughout the year, accept the idea of seasonality in your work. Designate slower periods where you focus on work-life balance, wrap up by 5 p.m., and avoid taking on extra tasks. These quieter times allow you to recharge, so you're more productive during busier periods. Whether you align with the calendar seasons or create the downtime that suits you best, remember that resting and renewing your energy is crucial for long-term success. Consider introducing rituals such as designating Mondays as no-meeting days or planning quarterly personal days for leisure activities. These intentional breaks can help you find a balance between getting things done and taking care of yourself, leading to a healthier and more sustainable work approach. Focus on quality. In the 1990s, Apple faced tough times after co-founder Steve Jobs left in 1985. When Jobs returned as CEO in the late 1990s, Apple was struggling with too many products and falling sales. Jobs quickly simplified their lineup to just 4 products, focusing on quality. This bold move paid off, taking Apple from big losses to making a $300 million profit within a year. Slow productivity, with its careful and focused approach, is ideal for accepting the third core principle, an obsession with quality. Apple's example shows that focusing on quality can boost profits, creating a cycle that emphasizes the value of deliberate work. To achieve top-notch quality, you need a discerning eye, which develops gradually. Early in your career, the gap between what you like and what you create may seem challenging. Radio host Ira Glass stresses that producing a large volume of work is how you close this gap. Dive deep into your field, learn its details, and find inspiration from different sources. Collaborate with fellow enthusiasts and groups to refine your taste. Use good tools and materials, they help you enjoy and trust your creative journey. Sustainable paths to creative success. Betting yourself to produce great work is crucial, but it's important to do so in a sustainable way. Many success stories start with people using their spare time and energy for passion projects. While this can be effective short-term, it risks burnout. Instead, consider sustainable approaches like taking a pay cut or reducing hours to create dedicated time for creativity. Valuing leisure and setting clear goals shows commitment to your project's success. Sharing your work publicly can boost your motivation to finish it. Whether it's planning a public event or announcing a display, committing to presenting your work makes you responsible and speeds up your creative process. These ideas might seem different but challenge the fast-paced culture that often causes burnout. Slowing down, focusing on quality rather than quantity, and investing in yourself are crucial steps in creating work that matters over time. Key points. 1. Value quality over quantity and slow productivity. 2. Rethink productivity by valuing effective work, not busyness. 3. Understand the challenges of knowledge work measurement. 4. Manage virtual meetings to maximize focused work time. 5. Learn from historical figures about patience and breaks. 6. Optimize work rhythm seasonally for sustained productivity. 7. Prioritize excellence over quantity for sustainable success.